If Hawaii is going to reach its goal of 100% clean energy in the next 30 years, it's going to need a workforce to get it there.
My name is Boya Delamora. I am from Kauai, and I am 16 years old.
Hi, my name is Cassie Hollenbeck. I'm from Oahu, and I'm 16 years old.
These are some of the voices of the next generation of Hawaii's clean energy workforce. They represent the youngest stakeholders at Verge Hawaii, a four-day conference in Honolulu focusing on solutions to building the state's clean energy economy.
It's important to have someone who's going to be affected by all these, you know, policies and new forms of transportation and clean energy, a youth voice to see how they think it can help or how it can't help. Clean energy is for the future, and this next generation, the youth, is the future.
Both girls were fresh out of kindergarten when the state passed the Hawaii Clean Energy Initiative 10 years ago. This set Hawaii on a path to 100% renewable energy by 2045.
We're the ones who have to live here, and we want our kids to be able to live here as well and see the beauty that we see today. So it's important for us to be involved in the solution.
Hollenbeck says she could see herself in a clean energy job in Hawaii, in the tourism industry of all places.
Because it's like where Hawaii gets most of its economy, and it's also very prevalent because transportation is one of the leading causes of carbon pollution.
Delamora, on the other hand, needs more convincing. When asked if she has any clean energy career aspirations, she says,
Not right now, but you know, after this conference, I think I might start looking into that because it does seem like something that could really help and, you know, really is really interesting.
While the number of jobs in the clean energy sector aren't as high as those in tourism, the military, or government in Hawaii, Don Leipert says the clean energy industry is growing.
There are over 15,000 clean energy jobs across the state now. So this is really a sector where, you know, people can make a living wage. Right now, clean energy jobs pay $3 to $7 more per hour than the median wage in Hawaii, $20 an hour.
Leipert is the CEO of Elemental Accelerator, an accelerator for clean tech startups. The organization is one of the event sponsors. Leipert was impressed by the youth at the conference.
You know, they are incredibly talented. One of them can recite pi to 80 digits. Others of them have other superpowers. And I think it's our job in the business sector and in government to be open to innovation, to be willing to take risks, to try new things, to be beta testers of new ideas and products and innovations coming out of our youth.
Local students are closing out the conference today by sharing their vision for Hawaii's energy future and the tools they'll need to thrive in the state's clean energy economy. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.